All right, now we're going to look at the D chord. You learned the basic D chord. There it is. You use that in many different songs. The cool thing is once you learn the basic chord, there's a lot of little variations on the basic chord that make it all sort of interesting. So when you see some of these worship leaders or these artists singing and playing really cool things, all they're doing is playing a little variation of the basic thing that you already know. So here's the basic chord for D. And to make it a little more interesting, if we just take our pinky and add this first string, it's on your chord chart. It's called D sustain. So we have D. D sustain. And then next to that, there's something called D2. And that looks like this. We just lift this finger. So here's a D. Now we're just lifting the finger. That's a D2. And if we put all three of these together, it's... Or if you picked it... I remember learning the D chord and learning these little variations. I could sit there for a half an hour just playing this. And it already sounds like you're a player, you know? So those are probably the most basic one. Then there's kind of a funky D. It's called a D plus 7. Here's a D. Then we have the D7. And then we have the D minor. F sharp, and the way it's written, there's a D and there's a slash, and then there's an F sharp, and that slash means the next letter is going to be in the bass. So right here is an F sharp. So you play the D just like you play it ordinarily, and then you take your thumb and you just put that down. I'm forgiven. Songs, you'll see them appearing, and they just add a little bit more color to the D. And in fact, with the D, I don't even know what the names of all these things are, but you can basically lift any finger that you want. You can lift this one. You can lift this one. You can lift this one. So that's basically the key or the chord D.